Thank you again for your generous order, Lady Clark. I hope you'll be pleased. This line of woolen line of stockings is one of Ballinger's best buys right now, Lady Clark.
My brother-in-law told me that you'd had some unfortunate times lately, Mr. Cust.
Yes.
But I really did need the stockings, and I should...
Hello again, Cust.
Hello, sir.
I'll be stuffing myself with bacon and eggs. Make a sale, old boy?
Oh, yes, Mr. Clark. Thank you very much.
Good, good. Louise is filthy with money, and her ladyship's legs are in constant need of recovering.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Yes, really. She wanted the stockings.
Well, thank you very much, my lady. I hope I shall have the privilege of serving you again next year.
Goodbye, Mr. Cust, and good luck.
Cheerio, Cust.
Such a nice little man, Franklin.
He's a bit off his nut, I'm afraid. Last night, he tried to convince me that he was the ABC murderer. His initials, you know. He has minor lapses of memory.
That little man, a murderer? Oh, really, Franklin?
Good Lord, what was that?
Oh, the maid. Where is that girl? What's going on?
In the master's bedroom, my lady. You better go with her, Mr. Franklin.
Brothers, whatever are you doing here?
Oh, my lady, the master, Lord Clark, has been murdered. Stabbed with a knife. It's all over blood.
Murder? Oh. Good heavens. Why, look, look there on the floor. A railway guide, an ABC.
Take me out of here, Franklin.
Oh, Louise, I'm sorry you had to see this.
Oh, Cameron. My poor Cameron. Who never made an enemy in his life.
The man who did this was a maniac. And I'm afraid I know who he is. He always carried a walking stick with a heavy carved handle. That's how the other murders were committed, with a heavy stick. But he wasn't carrying his stick today. Must have grabbed a knife up there somewhere to kill Cameron with. But when? Were you with him every minute?
Well, I went upstairs to get my checkbook. It took me a little while to find it.
That gave Cust his opening.
Oh, to think that all that time. Oh, no. No, I'll never forgive myself, Franklin.
No, none of that now, Louise. The important thing now is to stop him before he can commit another murder.
But what are you going to do, Franklin?
I'm going to the police and see if they'll let me help. Let's have a look at this ABC railway guide he left beside poor Cameron. Look here. All checked. See there? Andover, Bexhill, Churston. Each with a check mark after it.
No.
Oh, where's the next one? Ah, see? See, London. He's through with ABC, he's gone home, and I'm going after him.
Yes?
Well, Mr. Cust, come in. Whatever kept you away so long?
Miss Lily, I've got to talk to you alone.
Oh, well, I'll go up with you. I want to show you the new curtains I put up in your room anyway.
Oh, you are a nice girl, Miss Lily, really.
Yeah,
a nice
let me
girl.
Carry one of these, Mr. Cust, the typewriter.
No, I'll carry my own things, thank you.
Oh, Mr. Cust, you're trembling. Oh, dear, you do look a fright. Look, I'm going to straighten and get you a hot foot bath.
No, not now, please, not now, Miss Lily. There's no time for it.
What is it, Mr. Cust?
Close the door and lock it.
Are you in some trouble, Mr. Cust?
I'm in terrible trouble, Miss Lily. I want you to hear the story first from me. You're the only one who has ever been my friend. Oh, I've had a lonely life, Miss Lily.
Oh, poor Mr. Cust.
Poor Mr. Cust. That's what they always say about me. Poor Mr. Cust. I thought you were different.
Oh, don't take on so, Mr. Cust. It was only a manner of speaking.
Oh, you don't need to worry. I'm all right now. I never get two spells in one day.
Spells? Mr. Cust, I don't understand.
You heard of the ABC murders?
Shocking affairs. But, Mr. Cust, why
Miss
are you
Lily,
saying...
Miss Lily, the police will be here at any minute. Please let me finish. I don't want you to think harshly of me, Miss Lily. I didn't plan it ahead. My instructions told me where to go. Some people can't help what they do. There are diseases. Epilepsy, for instance. You do things you don't remember. You commit crimes. I'm like that.
Oh, Mr. Cust, I can't believe it.
When I was a child, Miss Lily, they used to badger me about my name. My mother worshipped strength. She named me after the strongest people she knew about in history. Alexander. And Bonaparte. But nobody ever called me by those names. They called me ABC. ABC. I used to dream I was boiling in a kettle of alphabet soup. I was a terrible disappointment to my mother.
Mr. Cust, you're unsettled and tired.
You've got to hear me out, Miss Lily. Miss Lily. I could have been a hero once in the army in the last war. I was happy. I could have made something of myself. Then I started getting the headache. You must hear me out, Miss Lily. I started forgetting things after they discharged me from the army. Shop, they called it. I used to have dreams. I was a great ruler. The destiny of men was in my hands. I had the power over them of life and death.
Let me go. Please let me go.
First, there was Andover, that tobacconist. I can't even remember what she looked like. Then there was Bexhill. I walked home with a waitress from the station restaurant. She was murdered, too. In Churston, I sold a dozen pair of stockings to a lady, and while she was upstairs getting her checkbook, her husband was murdered on the floor where I was waiting. And now I've come back here. Maybe the alphabet charm is over. Or is it? This is London. L, your name is Lily.
Are you trying to frighten me, Mr. Cust?
I am trying to convince you.
You, murderer. I'd soon believe it. My own mother.
What about this? Look at it.
Oh, no.
Look closely at it. I found it in my briefcase when I came on the train, Miss Lily. This knife murdered a man in Churston just 3 hours ago.
No!
Oh, now, there, Miss Marbury. Don't take on so. He's all handcuffed pretty as you please in the next room.
But he was such a nice man. I still can't hardly believe it.
Is this the knife he threatened you with, Miss Marbury?
Yes.
We just got here in the nick of time, eh, Groom? Hey, that's a wicked-looking knife.
It's the Churston murder knife, right enough, Mr. Clark. No doubt of it.
Well, let's take inventory. Typewriter.
Checks with the murder notes.
Walking stick.
Same markings as on the heads of the first victims.
And the psychiatrist's report says the murders were premeditated and the notes could not possibly have been written except by a person who was conscious and in his right mind.
Well, that breaks down any idea Cust may have had of entering an insanity plea.
Right. I think he'll sign the confession without any difficulty. Bring him in.
Bring the prisoner in.
Well, Cust, are you ready to sign your confession?
I don't know, Inspector. A moment ago I was certain I must have done it. But why? That's what worries me. Why? Mr. Clark, why do you think I did it?
You're wasting valuable time, Cust. I don't care why you did it. You killed my brother and I want to see you hang for it. I don't care how balmy you are.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, talking to our Mr. Cust in that bloodthirsty manner. I don't know what's getting into the gentry, I'm sure.
He tried to murder you, didn't he?
Well, he couldn't help himself, poor thing. He's been terribly upset of late.
You are a nice girl, Miss Lily. You are a nice girl.
The murders were willful and premeditated.
They couldn't have been premeditated, Mr. Clark.
Why do you say that, Cust?
Well, because I didn't go to any of those places of my own choice. I had my instructions from Bellinger's Limited. And those instructions were sent to me after the police got the warnings of the murders that were printed in the papers.
There never were any such instructions. We ransacked all your things, Cust. There wasn't any letter of instructions, was there, Inspector?
No.
Oh, yes, there was.
All right, we'll ring up Ballinger's. May I use your telephone, Miss Marbury?
Why, certainly, Inspector.
The number is Regent 3313, Inspector.
Ballinger's, are you there? Put me on to personnel. Oh, Mac, start packing those exhibits, will you?
Oh, right, sir.
Chrome speaking, Scotland Yard. At what date did you employ a commercial traveler named Alexander Bonaparte Cust? No, Cust. A.B. Cust. Initials A.B.C. Yes? Yes? Never employed by you. You're absolutely certain? Did you send a man to Andover or Bexhill last week? Not on your route. Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Too bad, Cust. I guess this knocks out your last ghost of a chance, doesn't it?
No, Mr. Clark. Because, you see, the instructions were in a letter, and that letter is right in this room.
Well, let's have a look. Come on, Mackenzie. Give me a hand. Let's go through these things again.
It won't do you any good to look there, Mr. Clark. I have the letter. Would you like to see it, Mr. Crome? It's here.
Well, I'll be... Where did you get that?
It wasn't on him, Inspector. I'll swear to that. Where did you have this hidden?
Well, Inspector, it isn't generally known, but I do wear a small hairpiece. Not out of vanity, mind you. I find it necessary for the business.
Let's see that letter.
Oh, gladly.
Dear Mr. Cust, enclosed fine advance. Typewriter is being posted today. You will...
What a lot of nonsense, Inspector. Look at the typeface of that letter. It's obviously written on Cust's typewriter.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Clark. And the man who wrote that letter was the murderer. Cool as you like, he sent the typewriter to me and instructions on one of Ballinger's letterheads and the money and everything else.
What kind of stunt are you trying to pull here, Cust?
No stunt. It's just that when you made that telephone call, Inspector, and Ballinger said I'd never work for them, I knew that the typewriter must have been sent to me by the murderer. And the more I thought about it, the more it seemed to me that the murderer must be Mr. Clark.
What? Why, this is too utterly fantastic, Inspector. Really,
The murderer would have to add to know something about me. Something I'd never confided to anyone but to Mr. Clark about my headaches. I'd been reading a book in the public library, Inspector, a book on epilepsy, and it seemed to me that what I suffered during the last war might have been epilepsy.
and it was on my mind, see? It said that epileptics might commit crimes and not remember them under certain conditions. Without that to go on, the murderer couldn't possibly have pinned the crime on me.
That works two ways, Cust. You might have told me that story deliberately, just so you could cook up this story now.
Well, I couldn't cook up your fingerprints, Mr. Clark. And I'll wager anything, your fingerprints are on that letter.
Oh, come now, really.
Well, that's easily settled. We can do it right here. Won't take a moment. Take a set of Mr. Clark's fingerprints, Mackenzie. You examine the prints in the letter meantime.
Right, Inspector. Just press your fingers down firmly on this ink pad, Mr. Clark. What is it, Mr. Clark? It's quite simple, really.
Yes, yes, it's so simple it isn't even necessary.
I'm afraid this is necessary, Mr. Clark. Only a matter of routine, you know.
But I tell you it isn't necessary because Cust is right. I am the murderer.
You? But wait, then you killed your brother, Cameron Clark, so that you would inherit the estate?
Yes, exactly.
But the others, the A and B murders in Andover and Bexhill and...
I committed them, all of them.
Yes, but...
Come now, gentlemen, surely you'll give me credit for thinking this thing through. If only my brother, Lord Clark, had been murdered, I, being the only heir, would have had a lot of explaining to do. So I invented my own little crime wave to make it appear as though he were just one of the victims of a homicidal maniac. And I must say, it almost came off, thanks to the unknowing cooperation of Mr. Cust here. Thank you just the same, Mr. Cust.
You're very welcome.
Oh, Mr. Cust, I knew you couldn't be a murderer, not really.
Oh, you are a nice girl, Miss Lily, really, you are
about
a nice
headaches, girl. Headaches, Mr. Cust. Why don't you go to an oculist? Those headaches, maybe you just need a new pair of glasses.
I think I'll do that, Miss Lily. Good, do you really think... Of course, I'll wager that's what's been the trouble with me all along.
You know, you need someone to take care of you.
Oh, I do, Miss Lily, I do, really. If only you... Oh, but no, you couldn't ever think...
What,
of...
Mr. Cust?
Well, I mean, Miss Lily, I was just thinking it would be really too much to ask anyone. Mrs. Alexander Bonaparte Cust. Not...
But when we're married, please don't wear that toupee. It's very conspicuous.
Oh, you are a nice girl, Miss Lily. Really, you are. I do hope people won't call you Mrs. ABC.
And so closes the ABC Murders, starring Charles Laughton with Alsa Lanchester and Bramwell Fletcher. Tonight's tale of... Suspense. This is your narrator, the man in black. Producer of these broadcasts is William Spear, with Ted Bliss, the director, Lud Kluskin and Lucian Mahowick, conductor and composer, and Robert Tallman, the radio author, collaborated on tonight's Suspense.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.